Our theme tonight is where is peak oil when you need it? The Iran deal went into effect, and of course, the oil price took another swan dive. And it's it opened, or it, at the end of 2015, it was $36.61. It touched $29 on January 15th, and then this week I saw it touch $26 just briefly. A report that the Koch brothers refinery is now requiring people to pay them 50 cents to take North Dakota crude. So imagine where, you know, there are places where oil has got a negative price. It's really the perfect storm. I've talked about it before, but let me go through again. The first and big, probably number one item is global slowdown. First and foremost, China, their economic growth is the slowest in 25 years. They reported that for 2015, economic growth was 6.9%. Looks like a great growth rate to us, but and it's in line with their target of 7%. But we expect for the China market to continue to be slow, or certainly the growth to slow down, and that slowdown has affected both the stock market and their currency. Their reserves have diminished $700 billion last year, and it's accelerating in the beginning of the year. A few really indications of how severe the slowdown is. Walmart announced that they would close 269 stores globally, and that's 154 stores in the United States. It's about 3% of its locations. And then ISIS, believe it or not, announced it's going to cut its fighters' pay by 50%, citing exceptional circumstances. Again, a lot of their cash flow is coming from the oil. Another player, which is very hard to identify how much is doing what, is technology. And you've got a whole series of different technologies impacting the demand for energy. One, of course, is digital communications. With 3.5 billion people on smartphone, you have a lot more intelligence and a lot more networking that can optimize against the use of energy. Then you have probably the biggest has been the boom in drilling technologies and other technologies related to conventional drilling. Then we see greater efficiency in renewables. Now, with this drop in oil price, it's really going to make it that much harder for the renewables to get in the game economically. The batteries have been a battery innovation has made a huge difference, including to renewables. There's a very good article in The Economist recently, and increasingly, it's called An Increasingly Precious Metals, about lithium and lithium batteries. We put it up on the website, so check it out. It's in Top Picks. And then finally, the big $64,000 question, the wild card, is how much of this is because the insiders know breakthrough energy is available or they're going to allow it to come, and it's very hard to tell. So technology in many different areas is clearly impacting the price. And then finally, geopolitics, the oil card, including the Iran deal with Iran oil coming back online and flowing into Europe. That's going to make it easier to keep the Russian sanctions hurting. But we're also seeing the drop in other commodities, agriculture, mining across the board. And there are many beneficiaries. The consumer is the beneficiary. We're getting reports of gas being less than a dollar per gallon around the country. Clearly, manufacturers are a beneficiary, but they're hurt plenty from a strong dollar. But every little bit helps. The problem is, if you look at the sectors that are affected, so the oil and gas producers, the coal producers, agriculture and mining, they have tremendous debts. For example, the coal companies raised about $6.4 billion of debt in 2010 and 11, betting that prices for coal would rise, particularly given China's growing demand to build its cities. And now what we're seeing is lenders really in trouble as a result of that debt and the derivatives as well on top of it. So the problem is if we get into credit destruction and a cycle down in credit, not able to manage the debt, we're gonna face wider problems in the financial system. The junk market's down 16% in the last year. That's 4% so far this year. My biggest concern watching this is, given that we know that we had $40 trillion shifted out of the developed world, somebody sitting on an enormous amount of stockpiled cash or short-term fixed income, and this is going to be a perfect opportunity for someone to pick up a lot of valuable commodities cheap. Certainly in domestic oil and gas, you're going to see the majors able to consolidate and pick up and consolidate a lot of the independents. So, you know me, I'm always suspicious, and there are an awful lot of parties acting or talking the market down, so I'm a little bit suspicious of that. Clearly, when we hit a bottom in the emerging markets or commodities, whenever that is, there's going to be a real opportunity.